The Holy Gospel according to John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 11.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave me to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as you are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When I talked with the pastor about my turn as assisting minister a while back, I realized that she was going to be away and had no supply minister available. And so I told her, I like to challenge myself every now and again, and I would deliver just a brief message, what I would call a sermonette. Now, she said she would write a whole sermon out for me and I could read it, but remembering all my days of teaching, when you had to write lesson plans before you could be gone anywhere, you had to practically sign your life away. I said, oh, just don't go to the trouble. I'll put something together. But thankfully, she did send me some notes and talking points. Now, that was about 2 weeks ago, and since then, with each passing day, I have had grave doubts about this whole situation. And, of course, the devil gets a hold of you during this time, too. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me? Do you think you can do this? You're just a little old simple layperson. And I'm going to have to tell you, from where I'm standing up here, it's pretty doggone scary. I've always liked the humor of this Southern comedian. You may have been familiar with him. His name was Louis Gazzard. I think he's been dead for a while. And I was thinking, as I was typing this out, a title of one of his books that I'd read that pretty much sums up how I'm feeling at this moment. And the title is called, Elvis is Dead, and I'm Not Feeling Too Good Myself. So that's where I'm coming from. Well, all I can say is this. I have two things going for me in this predicament. I know two things to be sure. I love the Lord, and I love my church family. So with that in mind, this poor little humble sinner, layperson, will deliver, or try to deliver, a meager message from the gospel and hope it makes some sense. In this passage of Jesus' prayer to the Father today, Jesus is preparing for the ultimate fulfillment of his mission on earth. He is preparing to die. And as a primary part of this preparation, he seeks assurance that those that he loves on earth so much are cared for after he rejoins the Father who is in heaven. Now, let's talk about the disciples for just a minute. Let's kind of review here. As one of the points, there's two points of background I wanted to think about with the prayer. These men were just humble men. They were of humble means. They were not royalty. They were not important government officials. They were certainly not theologians. They were simply God's love gift to the Son. They were called by God to support Jesus and his ministry on earth, and they answered. They were just ordinary men in the midst of an extraordinary Messiah, and they believed. They believed that he was the one sent from God. They were given the word by him, and again, they believed. Much like we are called to do, we are given the word and we are simply asked to trust and to believe, not always totally understanding. Like us, they were full of faults and they did not always really get it. They had to ask God many questions, Jesus many questions. He had to repeat things over to them. They just did not understand, but they believed and they supported Jesus in every way. They were even willing to put their lives on hold, to travel with Jesus and to be a part of his earthly life. Now, the second part to think about in this prayer is the crucifixion. As we know, this was not just any death which Jesus was anticipating, which was coming on him very soon at this time. It was the most cruel and torturous of all deaths ever contrived by human beings in history. It was only issued to the worst of the worst criminals. The Romans had taken this idea from the Persians. It was the ultimate in humiliation, hence the heel, and you could see, and most of the time they were stripped completely naked. Now, not to mention the inhumane flogging and beating that Pilate had given Jesus, hoping that this would settle the crowd down and maybe he wouldn't have to go along with the crucifixion. But he was to endure all of this. And Jesus was fully aware that this was going to be horrendous. He knew the deal. He knew the whole situation. He fully knew that he was to endure the full brunt of all of the wrath of God for all humanity, for all sins ever committed, past, present, and into the future. He was to be the sacrificial lamb of all time. So believers in this world may be forgiven of their sins and may know eternal life. It was ordained to be this way. Now, thinking about these two points of background, let's go back to the prayer Jesus is offering to the Father as he prepares for the end of his earthly life. He is not addressing his most torturous and unimaginable death, which is forthcoming. He is talking to the Father about us, the ones he so loves that he is leaving behind. He is asking God the Father, the creator of the planets and the stars and the entire universe, to protect us, not to protect him, not to make this easy for him, not to be with him, but to protect us poor, pitiful human beings. And isn't it amazing that during this most timely conversation with the Father, this most intimate conversation, when death is at hand, that one part of the Trinity, the Son, is talking and asking on our behalf to the other part of the Trinity, the Father, simply to care for us, to love us, and to protect us. As this passage of the prayer ends, Jesus tells his Holy Father why it is that he is so passionate in making this request for our protection on earth against evil. And it is this: so that we are who are left behind may be one, so that we may live in unity, that we may love in unity, that we may live in peace, that we may live in a joy with one another, as God the Father and God the Son are so united. This prayer of some 2,000 years ago is a powerful request of Jesus the Son to the Father God. demonstrating an incomprehensible affection and love for all of mankind, a love that still remains today. So how do I, and how do you, and how do we respond to such a wondrous love, such a wondrous love as this? Thanks be to God. We continue with hymn 729. We profess our faith in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and life everlasting.
Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Heavenly Father, we praise you for this glorious Sunday morn, for the warmth of the sun, the crops nourished and thriving in the ground from the rain, and the abounding rebirth of nature around us. Make us responsible stewards of the glory of the earth which your hands created, that generations to come may also bask in these natural wonders. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear Lord, as we move into a more relaxed mode this summer season, keep us ever mindful of the needs around the world and within our own nation and community. Help us to never miss an opportunity to pray for peace, to pray for our country's leadership, to love our neighbor, and to support the needs of those around us in ways great or small. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear God, as school is soon to be dismissed, bless and protect our youth as many prepare for camps, jobs, and experiences which we pray will enhance their faith lives. We ask your blessings and guidance upon us as we prepare for our July Wednesdays of Wonder, an alternative to our Bible school. We pray for excited, ample participation among our youth and adults within the church, that each Wednesday evening will be filled with the Holy Spirit. We also pray for our graduates, that your face may shine upon them and that their endeavors may be bright. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of power and might, we ask that your healing hands be placed upon your servants in need of comfort and peace this day. We especially lift into your care your servants Juanita, Sally, Jody, our homebound church family, and we also praise you that two members may be here today that we have so missed, Lee and Charlie Harbinson. And now we pray for all those whose names we now call aloud or silently within our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, Almighty God, on this Memorial Day weekend, and indeed each day, may we as a nation humbly honor all of your children who have served our country in any way. May we address their needs and promote their well-being for their service rendered, as well as the needs of their families. And may we humbly and gratefully remember all those military servants who have gone before us, especially those whose lives were lost in duty to country. May we honor their memory and their sacrifices by demonstrating our love of country in our words and actions, and proudly and peacefully living together as one nation under God. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom and with whom and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord's face shine on us with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Amen. We conclude our service with the hymn that is listed on the back of your bulletin today. Into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.